guys, and welcome back to another episode of Your Brain's Coach podcast. My name is Angela Sharina. I'm your host. I'm your brain's coach, and it is my job here to bring to you all the best, recent, cutting edge, most effective, useful, and hopefully also fun brain body tools so you can take better control of your brain, of your body, of your energy, of your thoughts, emotions, and most importantly, actions, so you can show up every day as close to your best self as possible, creating the life that you absolutely love living. Today, guys, on this Monday morning, afternoon, or evening, or any other day, whenever this podcast finds you, I want to talk about three tools that have been really, really, really helpful for me to transform those moments of either low energy or procrastination or frustration, to transform those moments into getting more things done. It's like, you know, it reminds me of this fun episode. Well, everything about Friends is fun. So Friends, one of my favorite TV shows. Are you a fan, by the way? Do you know the show that I'm talking about? Anyhow, there is this character, Joe, right? And his friend Chandler, having some problems in the bedroom, in his sexual life, he has Joe, and Joe is like this sex symbol who's sexual life always on top of the world. Anyhow, so Chandler is sharing his vulnerable moment and is asking Joe, what do you do? Like, did it has it ever happened to you that you couldn't do it? And Joe just like thought to himself, like, yeah, sure, it happens to everyone. And Chandler like, well, what did you do? And Joe, well, I did it anyway. So the same kind of idea here. It doesn't matter, folks, how you feel. You know, there is this saying, it doesn't matter what happens to you. It matters how you respond to what happens to you. And this is true for absolutely every single human being you are inspired by, you love, you want to be more like, you admire them for for their ability to show up and to do the work and to make amazing things happen, to create things, inspire, motivate others. So every single human being who inspires you actually also has a lot of down moments, low energy moments, frustrations, moments when they don't want to do things. And yet they pick themselves up and they do it anyway. So how do they do this? How do I do that when I don't feel like going to the gym, doing the work, showing up for my business, showing up for myself, when I just want to lay in bed and watch some Netflix, eat some food, and just procrastinate on the things that I know I want to get done and that are important in my life? So what do I do? A couple of things. When I feel like procrastinating on something, not working on this business project, not doing sales calls, not working on my email list, not doing cold reach outs, whatever that might be, whenever I feel like I don't want to do it, I ask myself, why is this important to you, Angela? Why is this important to get done right now, not in a few days, not in a week, not some other time, but now? Why is this important? Friedrich Nietzsche famously said, he who has strong enough why will bear any how. There is another thing. When it gets hard, remember why you started. You see, the other side of procrastination is motivation. And motivation, the definition of motivation, is the reason to act. It's motive, a reason to act, nothing more, nothing else. And so just like I tell myself, just like I tell my clients who I work with, if you keep procrastinating on these things, it means you haven't figured out yet why this is important, why this is so essential in your life, and why it's so crucial to do it now instead of delaying. So anytime I procrastinate, anytime any leader, any inspirational person you admire about to procrastinate, they answer this question, like, this is important for me to do now, because sometimes they're not aware of that. But the underneath the strongest discipline is this clear understanding of why you do what you do, why I need to do this work, why I need to work on sales, on lead generations, on newsletter, on cold reach out, on figuring out business model, on reaching out to 10 more people today. I know exactly why it's important and what I'm building and the life, the business that are on the other side of me getting it done, moving things forward, building the business that I love, business, my vision, the life. I understand exactly why and why it's so crucial to do it now, because the more we delay, folks, the more we are delaying the result itself, the reward, the life that we want to live. So when it gets hard, remember why you started. Remember why it's important to get it done now. Remember why you're missing out on so many things. You're delaying your own life, your own progress, your own rewards. So that's what I do when I'm feeling like procrastinating. The second thing related to procrastination. Very often we procrastinate because we feel down, we feel frustrated, we feel demotivated, all kinds of low feelings. And for that, just like, again, back to the thing, it doesn't matter what happens to you, it matters how you respond to that. And that's going to determine where you're going to end up. Every single person, again, you admire, leader, entrepreneur, business owner, your hero, whoever that might be, they all have down moments. And just like Joe, they do it anyway. How do they do it? Well, usually they have their own pick-me-up list. Besides remembering why it's so important, they also have the list of people they talk to, the list of people they look up to and feel accountable to. Sometimes they have... Very often, actually, they have people they are directly accountable to, that they talk to when they don't feel like doing something or when they feel down. They listen to podcasts, to motivational speaking, they remember about their heroes who they admire and who they want to be like. They listen to music that motivates them, that pumps them up. They listen to, books, to quotes. I call this pick-me-up list, and I also have my own. So when I have my down moment, it's also, I have some behaviors that pick me up. For example, going for a walk, going to the gym, moving in any way, always picks me up. And actually, that is true for everyone. That's why exercise in science, in studies, has been shown to be better, more effective than, for example, therapy or medications, exercise, movement. It completely changes the way you feel, the energy that you feel. So when you don't feel like doing it, create your own pick-me-up list that's going to get you moving. Like, for example, don't think about that. Just go for a walk. Just go and move. You can always go for a walk unless your legs do not work. And then, of course, that makes a lot of things challenging, but even people who couldn't walk figured out how to write books and do a lot of things. And that gets back to the idea of remember why you started, but have your own pick-me-up list. Have the people who make you do stuff, talk to them, get more of those people around you. So if you have people around you who make you want to do less and be less of you, that is not a good social circle. Not this kind of circle that's going to make you grow. So have your own pick-me-up list of people, of music, of actions, of things. When you do them, you always feel better and you end up doing better, right? So everyone has these down moments, but it doesn't matter what happens to you. It matters how you respond to that, and you either create downfall or up flying, vicious circle or virtuous circle. So in that moment, when you feel down, what matters the most is that next action that you choose, the next item on your pick-me-up list, be that music, be that motivational speaker, be that a friend, anyone who can keep you accountable, and anyone who, when you talk to them, you always end up doing better. So we covered procrastination, we covered down moments that are kind of related very often. And then the other one that I found to be extremely useful, effective, and needed myself and with my clients is stop setting yourself up for frustration and for failure and for feeling like a loser. What am I talking about here? Today, maybe every Sunday, like I do, you sit down and you plan your week, your Monday. So when you plan, don't set yourself up for frustration with the wrong kind of planning. And what is the wrong kind of planning? It's when you plan the outcomes. Let's say I'm going to do a sale on Monday. Well, guess what? The sale doesn't entirely depend on you, but what entirely depends on you is the amount of work you're going to put in. So plan the work, not the outcome. And yes, have your outcome as a North Star to adjust the actions that you're going to take, but count as winning the work that you put in. Celebrate showing up. Celebrate actions taken. Put that check mark in your planner when you get the work done and celebrate that. An outcome, it doesn't depend on you. So don't make it feel like it's your personal failure when you don't reach the outcome. No, if you haven't reached the outcome, but you showed up for work, you're already a winner. And now you just have to adjust what you do so you get the outcome that you want sooner than later. A lot of my clients who set goals, who want to achieve a lot, who are hardworking, they set themselves up for this constant frustration because they set the goal, the outcome, that, and only then they allow themselves to celebrate. But no, outcome, especially in business, but in most things in life, outcomes do not depend on us entirely. What depends on us entirely is the work that we're going to put in. Put in the work, celebrate yourself showing up, celebrate your commitment. And then if the goal is not reached, then adjust what you do, but celebrate you as a winner, because winning is showing up and doing the best that you possibly can with what you have in the situation you are in. And then the rest, again, just adjust until you get it. Feeling like a winner all the way to that win, to that outcome. And that's actually what's gonna boost your motivation. I also talk a lot about this vicious and virtuous cycle of dopamine. What I mean by that? Well, if you set an outcome goal for Monday, and then you don't reach it. Let's say you don't make the sale, just like happened a lot of times for me. And then you would start feeling like you're a failure, frustrated because you didn't get to that goal. And the more frustrated you feel, the less dopamine your brain gonna release. In fact, you're gonna feel less motivated the next day to start working on that because, well, you didn't get the result. And your dopamine, your brain doesn't want you to lose energy, to waste energy or something that doesn't make you win. And so you get less dopamine, you feel less motivated, and you're probably gonna take less action the next day. And less action means less chance for you to actually succeed. And so you get less and less and less and less and less motivation, less dopamine, and you're going to feel more and more frustrated, and you're more and more and more likely to quit. And that's what I call a vicious cycle of dopamine. Now compare this to a virtuous cycle of dopamine. When you plan the work, and you celebrate showing up, you celebrate getting things done, Now, on Monday, you show up, you get the work done, and it doesn't matter what the outcome, but you're going to celebrate the fact that you showed up. And guess what? When you celebrate yourself, your brain releases more dopamine, your motivation levels go up, you're more motivated to adjust your actions and show up the next day feeling like a winner, more confident in yourself because you showed up today. And then you're going to get more drive, more motivation, more dopamine, and you're going to show up more and more and more driven, and you're going to have more and more and more and more chance to actually win and get the goal and get the win. And this is what I call virtuous cycle of dopamine. And that's how you set yourself up for eventual success and eventual winning instead of quitting. So make sure that you plan your work the right way, that you don't focus on things that are out of your control, setting yourself up for frustration, for demotivation, and eventual failure and quitting. Make sure that you plan the work, that you show up for work, that you celebrate the work done, and keep your outcome as a north star to adjust your action, not as a way to judge yourself, whether you are good enough or not good enough. Again, outcomes do not depend on you, but your work does. And you need to set yourself up for feeling amazing, to show up as much as possible, to get as many actions as possible done, to eventually win. Because what is not questionable is that the more work done, the better work done, the more driven work done, the better chance of success is. And if you're feeling less and less motivated and energized and frustrated and down more and more and more of that because you're not winning, then guess what? You're going to show up less and less, and less work means less chance to succeed. And that's it. That's what I learned on my journey. That's what I'm teaching all of my clients, entrepreneurs and founders who've been frustrated with themselves, almost burning out emotionally and psychologically because simply they didn't yet figure that out, that in order to feel good and to last long enough to succeed, you need to put your wins and winning, the feeling of motivation, into the area that is fully in your control, that is getting the work done, not counting your wins. Wins are going to be just 1% of your journey. The rest is going to be work, trials and errors, and showing up before you succeed and you win. So make yourself feel like a winner. Focus on what you can control, on the work, on the showing up, and you're going to have a lot more energy to show up, a lot more motivation, a lot more drive, and that will make you succeed sooner than later. Hope you found these lessons and tools useful, and you're going to use them from now on. Let's recap. When you're feeling like procrastinating, remember why you started. When it gets hard, remember why you started. Why is this important to get this done and get it done now? What are you going to miss out on if you don't get it done? What are you going to be losing if you're not going to get it done now? If you're feeling low, if you're feeling down, create your own pick-me-up list. People, music, movement, those are some of the most powerful ones. Remember, it doesn't matter what happens to you, how you feel. It matters how you respond to that, and that's going to determine where you end up. And set yourself up for winning with the right kind of planning to increase your drive, your motivation, your confidence, so you show up more for work, get a lot more done, and succeed a lot more. That's it for today, folks. Wishing you a wonderful, driven, get it done kind of Monday. Stay tuned for 2 book studies on Wednesday and Friday, Slow Productivity by Cal Newport, How to Achieve More Without Overworking, and then Quit But by Annie Duke, top poker player in the world who's going to teach us how to quit and pivot when it doesn't make any sense to continue, and how to adjust instead of doing the thing that is not working. So stay tuned for two book studies. Have an awesome Get It Done Monday and the whole week, and I'll talk to you very soon.